Authorities have identified a man whose skeletal remains were found in Pike Township 4 years ago. During a news conference today, Stark County Sheriff George Meyer said the man is 61-year-old Michael Leach of Dover.
As we close the first chapter of this identification of Mr. Leach, our investigation continues into the circumstances of his death and continues to unfold those details that we do not know at this time.
In March 2020, Leach's remains were discovered near an oil well site along Sandy Avenue Southeast. He had been dead for 2 years. Leach's cause of death is undetermined, but he had suffered broken bones, including a skull fracture. He was identified through DNA testing. A woman accused of using her car to ram Alliance police cruisers is slated to return to court for a preliminary hearing August 2nd. 31-year-old Kayla Ryder of Alliance was arraigned Wednesday in Alliance Municipal Court. She pleaded not guilty to charges of felonious assault, resisting arrest, unlawful restraint, and obstructing official business. Police responded to the court's parking lot Tuesday afternoon when a man called 911 and said Ryder was trying to keep him from filing a report against her. She reportedly refused to get out of her vehicle, struck a police cruiser, and narrowly missed an officer. Ryder then allegedly struck a second cruiser and stopped. Officers used a taser on her. Police said Ryder may have been under the influence of multiple medications and marijuana. She was taken to Alliance Community Hospital, then to the Stark County Jail. Ryder is being held on $100,000 bond. Alliance police say a man admitted he had been drinking when he tried to shoot himself inside an Alliance home. Officers responded to the 1400 block of Pike Street Tuesday morning. They found a bullet in the wall of the residence. 34-year-old Mark McInnes of Alliance was arrested and charged with using weapons while intoxicated and discharging a firearm at or into a habitation in a school zone. His girlfriend and her three children were in the house at the time of the incident, but no one was hurt. McInnes is scheduled to return to court for a preliminary hearing Wednesday. He's being held on $25,000 bond. More people are moving to Alliance. In 2023, the city grew 0.2% to 21,525. That's according to the latest estimate from the Census Bureau. The estimated population was 21,481 in 2022. It was 21,672 in 2020. Canton's population last year was 69,197, a decrease of 0.5%. In 2022, the total was 69,545 and 70,768 2 years earlier. Massillon experienced an estimated 0.6% increase to 32,439. In 2020, the city had 32,249 residents. Analysts say the population continues to shift to the suburbs. The demolition of homes in Canton has surpassed new construction. In Stark County, the overall population was 372,716 in 2023. That's a decline of 69 people. Ohio's figure was 11.7 million, up 0.2%. West Nile virus is again confirmed in Canton. The city health department says two mosquito samples tested positive. They were confirmed by the Ohio Department of Health. The total number now stands at 7. The latest samples to test positive were trapped the week of July 8th at Weiss Park and the area near 11th Street and Whipple Avenue Southwest. The Canton Health Department is completing the second round of mosquito spraying and will conduct additional spraying over the remaining summer months. A pair of Akron residents learned their punishment for allowing a dog to starve to death. Stark County Common Pleas Judge Krissa Hartnett sentenced 35-year-old Jamie Lee Russell and 34-year-old Sir Charles Russell to 90 days in jail, with all of that time suspended on condition of 2 years' good behavior. They were ordered to spend 2 weekends in jail. The Russells pleaded guilty last week to a reduced charge of cruelty to companion animals. In January, a landlord found the dog dead at a vacant house on Miami Court Northeast in Canton. According to court records, the Russells moved out of the house in November. Two Canton cemeteries are the targets of vandals and illegal dumping. Last week, someone knocked over multiple headstones at Roland Cemetery on Brad Avenue Southeast. Volunteers made repairs Tuesday and Wednesday. Auto parts and license plates were left at West Lawn Cemetery on 7th Street Northwest. The Canton Cemetery Association says they will lock the cemetery at times they believe are necessary. The association says it's committed to finding the culprits and prosecuting them to the fullest extent of the law. A Salem man has been formally charged with child rape. The Columbiana County Grand Jury secretly indicted 32-year-old Brandon Seddon. He faces one count of rape and two counts of gross sexual imposition. Seddon is scheduled for arraignment August 1st. He allegedly assaulted the child between January 2020 and December 2021. The victim was 9 at the time. A single vehicle accident in Trumbull County has claimed a man's life. The Highway Patrol says 50-year-old Clint Gibson of Bristolville died at the scene of the wreck along Route 11 in Vienna Township. Around 4 p.m. Wednesday, his minivan went off the right side of the road near mile marker 51 and struck a log and several trees. The patrol is investigating the crash. Life in prison with a possibility of parole in 32 years. That's the punishment handed down to a man for his role in a fatal arson in Warren. Trumbull County Common Pleas Judge Sean O'Brien sentenced 30-year-old Brendan Davidick of Youngstown. Davidick pleaded guilty Wednesday to charges of aggravated murder, attempted aggravated murder, and aggravated arson. He was one of three people charged in a January 2023 house fire that killed 16-year-old Chastity Broadstone. Police believe the incident stemmed from a feud concerning child support with children in the home. After pleading guilty, Patricia Zarlingo was sentenced to life in prison with parole eligibility in 35 years. Zachary Gerd is awaiting sentencing after entering guilty pleas. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.